Some underutilized pork cuts are now at the center of the plate at ramen restaurants in Japan through the support of the National Pork Board and USDA. As U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom explains, USMEF continually works with the Japan food service industry to find new uses for U.S. pork.
We're constantly in our various offices looking at opportunities to add value. And it's even more important today with the uncertain trade situation and some economic headwinds in some of these key markets. You know, we've had some success here recently in our Japan market with a ramen noodle chain actually called Ramen Kagetsu. They have 250 restaurants throughout the whole country of Japan. And we've recently worked with them to shift their current supply source, which was dependent upon EU pork belly. And we're now, if they will be shifting over to using U.S. false lean. And false lean is a piece off the boneless loin on the shoulder end, very flavorful and marbled. So this is really a good example of adding value, as false lean typically would go into trimmings or into some sort of lower value further processing. And the fact that we have positioned it into the center of the plate, so to speak, in food service, we're really excited about that.
A second Japanese ramen chain has switched to U.S. pork cushion meat.
A chain by the name of Karakaya has traditionally been using Mexico pork picnic as their protein source for their ramen noodle dishes. And we've gone in and we've positioned U.S. pork cushion meat, which is actually the heart of that picnic, the most tender part. Effective in May of this year, we'll see 100% switch from Mexican picnics to U.S. cushion meat. And the usage rate is about 1,000 metric tons per year. So this is very significant in terms of a volume shift.
USMEF staff worked with the restaurant chefs to create the best preparation methods for the new product. For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.